Dear new mom, sometimes laughter is the best medicine. However, I know it takes a few days, weeks, or even years before things are truly funny in retrospect. So, I will humiliate myself and allow you to laugh hard at my sleep-deprived life with our twins. You are not alone in the sleeplessness and the ridiculousness. Laughing with you, Melissa. 7 things that have happened to me while sleep deprived. My mother-in-law opens a cabinet to get something for dinner. Melissa, why are there 2 bottles of breast milk in here? 2. I get up to walk to our bathroom. I slam my whole upper body into the wall next to the bathroom door. Dazed on the floor, I hear my laughing husband say, "I have never seen anyone walk sideways before. You're totally diagonal." 3. While feeding the babies at 3 a.m., my husband says, "Oh, honey, I should help you out around the house. Maybe tomorrow I'll mow the carpet." I reply without thinking, "Maybe tomorrow you could also vacuum the lawn." We both laugh uncontrollably until about 4 a.m. 4. Imagine a wide receiver catching the ball just inside the end zone while falling flat on his face. Now put a baby in my hands and a flight of 5 stairs at my feet. Now imagine that it happened 4 times in a week with an audience each time. No children were harmed in the making of this memory by sheer grace. Mama's knees, hips, and pride were always a bit sore. 5. I wake up to violent shoving. "Honey, don't roll into the baby. I brought her into the bed while you were sleeping." I rub the sleep out of my eyes and the place on my arm that is smarting. There is no baby in the bed. 6. I wake again to crying. "Derek, can you put Erlyn back in her bed and bring me Bronwyn to nurse now?" "Melissa, there's no baby in her bed." 7. I wake up to a strange noise. It sounds a little bit like this. Having installed a sound machine so I don't wake to the twin sighs anymore, I can't figure out what is going on. I roll over to find my husband hitting himself in the chest. "What are you doing?" "Burping Bronwyn?"